Francoise.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom for the second hour of the show is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, first hour with lots of stuff going on, phone calls, visitors, all sorts of things.
Flew by as usual.
Yeah, like always, gave some great prizes away, and we do have some in this hour as well. We have 2 3-day passes for Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 25th through 27th, and I have some passes for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, but I have my trivia, too. We're going to do our worst-case scenario travel trivia in this one. I found it. Since it's summer, beach weather, I found one about sharks. So, yeah, it's a really easy one. I'm not going to say it because Sean always gets them right. I think you've been reading my list here. All right. Today on the show, we are going to go to Great Camp Sagamore, which looks a historic Camp Sagamore, which is in Raquette Lake, New York. So thanks to Dan and Carol Scanny, who were actually at a Great Camp Sagamore. They sent me all the information. They said, Francoise, I think it would be really fun for your listeners to hear about this historic place, and so that's what we're going to do. That'll be part of the show. We also have some travel news and some prizes and just a bunch of stuff. All right. This show is presented by Diane Williams and Associates, the on-site sales team at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. All right. Carlsbad. I mentioned that a moment ago. I went to Carlsbad during the week to film the next episode of Traveling with Francoise television show, which airs on Fox 11 on Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. We now, all the episodes are on the website, Traveling with Francoise, so make sure you go there. All 6 episodes now. I can't believe 6 episodes. Wow.
It's going fast, huh?
It is going fast. And people are saying, Francoise, when's the next new one? When's the next new one? Well, I'm just not in that boom, boom, boom mode.
Right.
That's not how I work right now. Maybe at some point. I have some other things in the works. Maybe at some point. But at this point with the travel show, I'm sort of just taking them as they come my way.
Right.
And that's how
that's perfect, though.
Yeah. And the weather, beautiful. It was perfect beach weather. It was sunny in the afternoon, kind of overcast in the morning. Sunny in the afternoon. I stayed at the West Inn and Suites. I love that property. They do such a great job, and they're right in the center of everything. Within 2 minutes, you can be downtown either direction. The beach is maybe a minute away. And something I like, something that runs through Carlsbad that I kind of wish sort of ran through the middle of town here is trains.
Oh, yeah. I would like that, too.
Yeah, you know, they run close to the freeway.
Right.
And you might hear them because you live a little bit close.
Me? Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Not only do I hear them, they actually vibrate my upstairs just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And sometimes during our winter months, when I have the window open, because I sleep with the window open, I like the fresh air, when the wind is just right, I can hear the trains.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the run. And it has to be just right because we're a little bit farther away in Palm Desert. But kind of right through Carlsbad, the Amtrak goes back and forth. It goes down to San Diego. Then
have
the trolley that drops down into Mexico. And, yeah, the Sunset Limited goes through there, some other trains, and they always honk right at the intersection. I don't know. I really like the sound of that. I could see where after a while you wouldn't even think of it.
Right. No.
Yeah.
No, you really don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking people are going places. I like that. They're going places. Anyway, Carlsbad was a ton of fun. You'll see it on the next episode. I went to the GIA, the Gemological Institute of America. Fascinating. Went to the Museum of Making Music. Went to the beach. Went downtown. Went over by Legoland. Went out to dinner. Really, this is going to be a couple-day adventure in Carlsbad. Not my normal one-day trip. I'm trying to expand them now to more than one day. And again, if you missed any episode, just go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, and it is there.
How, just out of curiosity, how was that as far as, did you feel like you were trying to cram everything now? Like, do you feel like you had so much extra now it was harder to try to cram it into the show? Or
not yet, because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen the rough cut.
Right.
I'm going to see that on Monday. I think the key to travel shows is you have to keep them moving along.
Right.
You can't spend too much time in one place unless the focus is just that one
place.
Right,
right, right.
But in the case of this, Carlsbad, we'll see, because there are some things that we took a lot of pictures of this and that, because
right.
I want to make sure it's not all of them have me. Some of it will just be voiceover, because I certainly want to include that
right,
in the
right.
show. So, yeah, this will be completely different because, yes, it is about Carlsbad and about these two museums. So I want to make sure I get more than just... I'm even eating, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have another segment in a restaurant.
That's good.
Yeah. In fact, I had ahi, and I don't really normally like ahi. I don't know why. Just the fact that it's raw maybe bothers me. I'm not sure. But at Bistro West, the chef sat with us and made some delicious meals. And the first one was this ahi appetizer, and you'll see it in there. And I have to say, it was so delicious.
It's really good, yeah.
It was very... It didn't taste fishy or even fishy.
No, it doesn't have a fishy taste.
Yeah, it almost looked like, to me... You know, and this is all the compliments in the world. You know that three bean dip where it has beans and cheese yes. and sour cream yeah. and this nice topping on it? In my mind, it kind of looked like that. It was round, very beautifully presented.
Really?
But there was something about it. It just didn't look like ahi. I don't know. Anyway, I bit into it. I took a bite while he was talking, and it was fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, but great trip to Carlsbad. Lots of fun. So we're working on that show. We'll get it out as soon as possible. And again, you can go to the website and catch up on all the past shows. They're right there on the television page. Now, holiday weekend, record number of travelers. We just heard on the national news there that $7 billion will be spent on cookouts over the 4th of July weekend.
It's because it's contagious. The other day, we went out to dinner yesterday, and when we came out, I smelled barbecue, and I'm like, oh, we should have barbecued.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we were literally full, and it was like, oh, we should. It's just contagious. It's a contagious smell.
It smells good. Even if it's 100 degrees outside, it's okay. You just stick in the barbecue and go back inside. But here are some numbers for 4th of July weekend. It says here, a record number of U.S. travelers will venture beyond their homes by 50 miles or more. And this is according to the Auto Club. A total of 44.2 million people will take to the roads, skies, rails, and waterways to celebrate 4th of July. That's an increase of 1.25 million travelers over last year, a 2.9% increase over last year as well. A lot of people took off on Friday. They won't be back until Wednesday.
Right. Yeah, no, they're gone.
they're gone. Don't plan. But the banks and stuff will be open on Monday. So that's interesting news. 4th of July right now, just holidays. And gas is at an all-time low.
I think that's a big part of people are like, you know what? We can go. We can.
Yeah.
It's helping people travel.
Prices are at 2005 level.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Take advantage of it. So anyway, and speaking of traveling, here's something I saw that has not quite anything to do with going out and enjoying yourself. But I'm not quite sure I understand this, but I understand it, but I don't know if it's a good thing. Californians will no longer face losing their driver's licenses because of unpaid traffic fines starting next month. And this, starting now in July, if you have unpaid traffic fines from here on out, not before, you won't lose your driver's license. Jerry Brown says it doesn't do any good if they suspend people's licenses because they drive anyway.
Right. Right.
So they're not making any money on this. So I guess if you get a traffic fine now and
don't pay it, then what's
yeah?
What do they do? They just keep bugging you with mail or
yeah? Somewhere down the line, you might have some consequences, but they're not going to suspend your license. So, maybe they'll just start fining you or something. But that's a new rule. So we'll see. It's going to make people not care when they run through these cameras.
I think so, but I think maybe what they would need to do is just increase the fines and then increase the... I mean, if they're going to pull you over, if you haven't paid it, you know, if it turns into a warrant.
Yeah.
Anyways, it doesn't matter whether it's suspended or not. So.
Right. Well, that's true. I think that's what...
I think that's where they're going
farther
for.
Into it. Right. Yeah, it turns into... If you do something wrong, then you do have a warrant and they're
right.
going to bring you in and you're going to have to pay them. But, that was just something we're doing in California. All right. TSA pre-check. Here are some of the airlines that have not yet accepted TSA PreCheck, which I don't know why. I'm surprised when I see the names of these airlines that they wouldn't. Aer Lingus is one. Air France, why would they not have TSA PreCheck? They have not accepted it, yes. All Nippon Airways, ANA, British Airways, China Southern Airlines, China Eastern Airlines, EasyJet, Egypt Air, KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, and Norwegian Airlines. None of those at this point have accepted the TSA PreCheck program.
Hmm.
I don't know. So I wonder if your global entry means nothing when you're going there because they don't really...
There's nobody else. Yeah, they don't accept it.
I know. Okay, I think on that note, we're going to step aside. We have some travel news. We're going to see if we can get a hold of Donna Kales over at Dana Wharf Whale Watching, see what's going on for 4th of July. And if not, don't worry. We have a lot of news. And plus, we'll be going to Great Camp Sagamore in New York a little bit later on the show. Plus, I have some prizes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Françoise Rhodes, and thanks for joining us here on Traveling with Françoise. I was listening to the Coachella Valley Volkswagen commercial. I am getting more and more people now ask me about the Atlas. That's when I have a new Atlas. When I drive up and park, I was at the donut shop yesterday morning before KESQ, the travel segment I do over there. By the way, I featured the California Science Center yesterday on KESQ. And these two fellows were sitting there at 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, that's a good looking car. It's funny how people say, how do you like it? They always notice how people ask about the cars you drive.
Yeah.
How do you like your car? How do you describe? Well, I really like it. I like the car very, very much. It's an SUV. Very roomy in the back to put all the stuff for the TV, and very comfortable. And yeah, no, I really like. The only thing I'm having a hard time kind of getting used to, and all the new cars are doing it, is when the engine shuts off at the light.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've never had a car that's done that, but I've always seen that, and I've wondered why.
Well, and it's supposed to save on what? I'm not sure.
Because I've always heard that starting and stopping the car was bad as far as gas goes.
Yeah. But all the new cars do it. They just settle down and stop. This one, the Atlas, only does it if your seatbelt is hooked.
Oh, okay.
If your seatbelt isn't hooked, it doesn't do it. It's the driver assist.
Oh, okay.
But it is a little odd because you're sitting there and it almost has a mind that it knows when you get to the light, it shuts down. And sometimes it just starts up before the light turns green.
Really?
It's like, yeah, I can read my mind. But that's it. And I don't dislike it or like it. It's just I'm having a little bit of time getting used to it.
You know what it is? I think we're moving really, really fast as far as technology goes,
mm-hmm.
to where there's kind of a learning curve every time you buy a car. You know, we don't buy cars that often. So every time you buy a car, there's a quick learning curve that you got to try to figure out.
And they say that AAA is huge on pushing this. They say read the manual. Learn what your vehicle does, because it does. I had my CC for 3 years before I realized there was this little little pull-out pocket up in front to put stuff.
Those are fun, too, though. You should read the manual. You should know what it does. But the fines are kind of fun, too. Like, when you just find, like, well, I never knew the car did that.
Yeah. 5 years later, oh, yeah, guess what? It does that. Anyway, so I just wanted to share that little bit of news. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. So take advantage of all they have to offer there, from low vision loss to no vision loss, the Braille Institute. They're open all summer long. All their programs are free. They're in Rancho Mirage. Give them a call, 760-321-1111. Now, we do have industry news here, but I do have a worst-case scenario card, trivia question. Now, if you would like to play this trivia game for 3-day passes for two to Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 25th through 27th, and it's a pretty kind of easy. The question is how to tell if a shark is going to attack you. And I give you three answers and you pick one. And if you pick the wrong one, you're still going to win anyway. So don't worry about that. I'm not going to be that tough. I just want to see if you have a clue. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And these are for 2 3-day passes for Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 25th through 27th. Your tickets will be at Will Call, and this is going to be a big, big event happening here at the Coachella Valley. So 760-440-8255, and you get to play our worst-case scenario survival card game. So come on, be brave, step up, give us a call, and your name will be on Will Call again for these tickets for Comic-Con. If you're going to Europe, so much for that budget trip to Europe this summer. Americans will have to dig deeper into their wallets for that dream vacation to the French Riviera and other destinations in Europe. The culprit, a rise in the value of the euro, the common currency of the 19-nation eurozone, to a nearly one-year high versus the dollar. The bottom line, purchases made by U.S. tourists in the eurozone are going to cost about 8% more than they did at the start of the year. So just remember, if you booked this trip a few months ago when the exchange rate was better, you're going to have to budget 5 to 10% more for expensive. So remember, keep that in mind. All right? Okay. We have a caller?
You do. You have Joe in Palm Desert.
All right. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Sasha.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. Can you hear me okay? Because your phone's kind of buzzy. It's buzzy
there.
Yeah,
it's hard to assist for the reception is not good.
Okay. All right. So do you want to do our trivia game?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. Here you go. How to tell if a shark is going to attack you. A, it will bump you first. B, it will show its teeth and flick its tail as it approaches you. Or C, it will pretend not to see you.
Yeah, bump you.
You're right. Well, congratulations. Yes, a shark will bump you first if they're going to attack. Have you ever been attacked by a shark, Joe?
No, thank you.
Okay, good. All right. Well, congratulations. You won 2 3-day passes for Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 25th through 27th at the Palm Springs Convention Center. Those tickets will be at Will Call. Make sure that you give Sean all your information and stay on the line. Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. All right. Now, remember, folks, you can only win these tickets one time. So just keep that in mind. I'll be giving them away until Comic-Con happens, but you can only win those one time. All right. New Trump rules on Cuba. It says here that bed and breakfast owners in Cuba say they're losing business. 5 of the 12 private bed and breakfast owners in Havana and Cuba's southern colonial city of Trinidad told the Associated Press that they received cancellations after Trump's June 16th announcement. They say it's contradictory that Trump wants to help the civil society, the Cuban people, but what he's doing is hurting them. That's what they're saying. You know, he's trying to take all this money that's just given to the government out of the equation and give it to the people. So it's really kind of a fine line here about what's going on. Some Americans are canceling, but talk to your travel agent first and find out exactly what is going on before you do cancel your trip to Cuba. All right, foodies love to travel. They say whether they're into the wines of California or the cheeses of France, an estimated 22 million Americans plan to take a palate-pleasing trip in the next 12 months. According to the recent AAA study, 75% of Americans said food and dining play an important role in their travel experiences, so much so that 4 in 5 say they have booked unique dining activities in the past, including touring wineries and distilleries, sharing a meal with local families, and taking cooking classes led by local chefs. So if you have been into traveling and you base it around food, well, don't feel alone because a lot of people are doing that. They're loving their food experience out there when they're traveling. As I said in this last episode that we just filmed in Carlsbad, dining out is a big part of traveling, a very big part of traveling. I know over at the West End and Suites, they had a fabulous breakfast set out for everybody every morning, which was complimentary, included eggs and waffles and bacon and sausage and all sorts of stuff. And I was thinking when I was down there one day having the breakfast in a hotel, how much money it saves a family. So, Sean, you're a family man. When I was in Carlsbad, you were on the phone there with our winner, but I was looking at all the families having breakfast.
Yes.
And I thought, how much – this is really a big savings for families when breakfast is included.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because any meal that you go out to eat is just – once you have that family, like you said, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, because you have to, let's say, $300 a day for food if you have a family of 4.
If you're going out, yeah.
Yeah, and you go out all those 3 meals, so it was included. Here's something that I found interesting. Some more stats. We love these. Hotel horrors. We've heard horror. We've heard all
Okay. That threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, let's just keep on going. Stories about ruined vacations, whether it be from a seemingly haunted hotel room or an unpleasant experience with a property employee. But just how bad are some of these travelers' qualms? Well, here you go. The survey says 9% of those surveyed believe they have stayed in a haunted room.
Really?
I think I did in the Hacienda Inn in Prescott. That's another story, though. 75% say that unfriendly hotel employees are enough to drive customers away. True. 75%.
Oh, yeah.
2/3 seek out whether a property has bad reviews when choosing their accommodations. I don't look at any of that. I figure I'm going to take a shot at it and go for it. And 34% say a 5-star hotel guest have reportedly cried because of a bad experience while away.
Cried, though?
Cried? I mean, what would they cry about? The hotel guests at a 5-star hotel, they might have cried when they got the bill, but but 9% think they've stayed in a haunted room. 2 places I think it was haunted. Queen Mary was one.
Well, I mean, isn't that what it's known for?
Yeah, I really think so. And then the Haciampa Inn in Prescott, Arizona. And I'll tell you why real quickly. I stayed in what was their top floor.
Okay.
But I didn't know it was the top floor. I thought it was the top floor. This is an old brick hotel where cowboys used to actually ride their horses into it.
Oh, really?
And go to the bar. You can see you still have the hoof marks. They've kept the steps, the wooden steps that have them. Anyway, I kept hearing at night this somebody walking above me, back and forth, and then it would stop. I thought,
That right. Spurs on?
No spurs, but just walking. And I finally, after the second night, same, I heard it again, and then there would be no walking. Then I'd hear walking. So when I was down just talking, I was at the front desk answering some questions. I said, how many rooms do you have above me? Is there another floor up there? And he said, no, there's no rooms above you. I said, what?
Did he say not since the accident?
Yeah. I said, there's no rooms? He said, no, why? And then he looked at me and goes, have you been hearing noises? And I said, yes. Walking. He said, well, that's one of our residents' ghosts. I said, really? He said, no, really. He said, there was no one up there. It's closed off. Nobody can get up there. Okay, so that's my haunted story. I'll tell you one about the Queen Mary at a different time. But I didn't. I don't know. Who knows? We don't know. All right. On that note, when Sean, we just had someone call in, but we don't have time to put him on the air. When we step aside, when we come back, we are going to have Garrett Livermore from Great Camp Sagamore will be calling us. You're going to find out about this beautiful property, this historic property. I can't wait to talk about it. I don't know that much about it, but Garrett is going to tell us, and the pictures are amazing. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, before we have our guest, Garrett Livermore, join us, I want to give you just a little bit of information off a postcard that I also have from Great Camp Sagamore. It said completed in 1897 and serving for many years as the Adirondack vacation home of Alfred G. Vanderbilt family, Sagamore is now owned by Sagamore Institute and used for educational conferences and outdoor programs, and it looks like just an amazing property. Joining us on the phone from New York is Garrett Livermore. Hi, Garrett.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How are you doing over there in New York there? Is it Raquette Lake?
It's Raquette Lake, like a tennis racket.
Ah, okay. Raquette Lake, New York. Tell us, how is the weather there at Raquette Lake?
Well, it's 72 with blue skies and sunny. It's been a beautiful day. It's actually after a long period of rain. We've had like 4 or 5 days of rain, so we're happy to see the sunshine. But right now, it's stupendous.
Well, I've been looking at the material that your guests, Dan and Carol Scanny, they spent some time there at Great Camp Sagamore, and they brought me the information, and it just looks phenomenal. So I'm going to let you tell us a little bit there about the property. What is Great Camp Sagamore?
Sure. Sagamore is a National Historic Landmark. It's very important to the architectural history of the country because it's where the Adirondack and frontier style of architecture was developed. So when you think of Adirondack furniture and twig furniture and the bark-covered buildings that are common, not just in this region, but national parks across the country, it really started right here with a man named William West Durant, who built Sagamore and other great camps for the wealthy and powerful in the late 19th century.
Well, now the property I see sits on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lake. I'm looking at the postcard here.
Yes.
Now, how long? Okay, first of all, what now is the property used for? What is Sagamore? Is it a hotel? Is it just for education? How does it work over there?
It's a unique place. It's most similar to in England. They have the English Heritage Trust properties that are historic buildings that are repurposed for either education or homestays or things like that. So we are open from Memorial Day through Columbus Day mm-hmm. to the public, and we offer a series of programs where people can come for the weekend and stay. And we are in Hamilton County, New York, which is a very remote place. Hamilton County is one of the least densely populated counties in all of North America. There's less than 2 people per square mile. in comparison to New York County, which is Manhattan, which has 70,000 people per square mile, and that's 4 hours away. So we're in a very, you know, quiet place. It's a place where you can see the stars at night. We're in 100,000 acres of protected parkland in the Adirondack Park, which is the premier park of New York State. So when you come up here, you definitely go through digital detox because there's limited connectivity with the internet and cell phones and things like that. But on the other hand, you're on a piece of property that is surrounded by a lake. We're the only thing on the lake. You can sit and read a book, or you can partake in a class, or you can go for a hike through the miles of trails that used to be the estate roads when it was the Vanderbilt's property.
Well, again, it just looks spectacular. And on the phone with us, folks, from New York is Garrett Livermore. And we're talking about Great Camp Sagamore at Racket Lake in New York. So, Garrett, now I'm looking again. I have the pictures here. I haven't been there. I'd love to go to this property. What type of lodging do you have for your guests?
So it is a very, it's an authentic historical experience. So you stay in the same rooms that either the Vanderbilts or their guests stayed in. But they were set up for them to be luxury for the late 19th and early 20th century. So one might consider it glamping in today's words. So there's, you know, there's beds and bathrooms with hot and cold running water. But not all the rooms have private bathrooms. Sometimes you share a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And we all eat in the dining hall where we have chefs who prepare meals from locally sourced foods and from scratch, to kind of fit the era of the 1910s, 1920s when the Vanderbilts were here, using authentic recipes.
So is this sort of like going to – this is kind of a silly question, but I'm thinking in my mind it's like going to camp. Does everyone eat together at the same times?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you
And then we, you know, eat buffet style, so mm-hmm. you get the chance to meet other people who are staying in camp. And then during the day or in the evening, you can people go off and find a quiet place to read, or they go to one of the other areas in the park for hiking, or the Adirondack Museum, which is just down the road. So it's a great launching point to see the region.
Right. How many guest rooms do you have at Great Camp Sagamore?
We accommodate about 40 to 50 people on an average weekend.
Oh, so it's a very intimate experience. And then during the week now, is it open to the public to stay there, or is it just weekends?
It's open to the public. The easiest way is the weekends if people are just traveling through the area. Mm-hmm. But if they take Road Scholar classes, Road Scholar is a nonprofit educational organization, travel, mm-hmm. and we offer programs through them. So those are somewhat longer. Those are 4 or 5 day classes during the week.
All right. And those of you right now that are saying, oh, you're trying to find it on the internet real quick so you can look at it while I'm talking to Garrett, you can go to greatcampsagamore.org. And it is on the homepage of Traveling with Francois. So you can just click on that link right there. So let's talk about a couple days at Great Camp Sagamore. What am I going to be able to do while I'm there?
So you would come in on, a Friday evening, and you'd have a meal waiting for you, and then there'd be usually some sort of entertainment in the evening. We have traditional musicians and others, so you might partake in that, or you might just sit around the fireplace if it was a chilly evening. The next day, you could go on a hike or go on a canoe paddle across the lake. There's a beautiful sandy beach over there, and when you're over at that beach, you're literally the only people for miles and miles and miles, and it's like being in another universe almost. And you'd kind of relax and enjoy the place and enjoy the company and being there together. You know, it's very similar to how the Vanderbilts used this place. Mm-hmm. They had people who were the leading lights of Broadway and Hollywood. So you had Gary Cooper and Howard Hughes, Jerome Kern, General George C. Marshall coming through here in the 1920s and 30s, and they would come up here to relax, to get away from it all, to unplug. You know, they didn't have cell phones they needed to unplug from, but they wanted to get away from the press of the time, and this was a place they found they could relax. And that's something we hear from everyone. You know, they they're here and they feel like they can just forget about the worries of the day and enjoy nature.
Mm. Again, it just looks incredible. Now, how close are you to the nearest, what's the nearest major airport?
It's a bit toss up between Albany or Syracuse, and we're about 2 hours from each.
Okay. Well, that's not bad at all. And how far away? Now, it looks you only book May through October. Am I right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. And how far in advance do most of your guests book? Are you sold out now through the entire season?
We have a few weekend dates available.
Mm-hmm.
The middle of this month and the 14th, I think it is. And we have a couple of dates in September.
Okay. And again, folks, this is Garrett with Great Camp Sagamore in Racket Lake, New York. And what about kids? Is this somewhere that, because not every place is a great place to take the family.
Right,
Would you say this is for the family, or is this more for couples and adults that just want to get away?
It depends upon the child. Sometimes it's hard to unplug children from their digital devices. But we have one of our most popular programs here are grandparent camps, because at this day and age, grandparents often live many miles and states away from their grandchildren. So they come for a week and spend time just with their grandkids, and we have special activities for them. The kids, unplug for the week. And really get to know their grandparents. And we've had them, we've had certain families come back like through every, child's worth of grandchildren. And even some of the grandchildren come back and be married here because it was such an important experience, a formative experience in their life.
Hmm. Great Grandparents Week. So that's a very novel and I think a wonderful idea. And you said they spend a week there. Now, we talked a little bit about the weekends. Tell me about what is the weekly program. Is that a program to where you sign on for, let's say, I'm just going to compare it to a dude ranch. You go to a dude ranch for a week. Is it the same sort of program at Great Camp Sagamore? You sign up for a week-long experience?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are activities each day that you engage in. And with the grandparents, it's geared towards really facilitating the relationship and introducing the kids to nature. With other programs, like plein air painting, we have artists come in and they work with you to develop your artistic skills and aesthetic eye during the course of that week. And then we have history courses for people interested in the regional history. And each day is a different kind of historical theme.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds fascinating. The property is just spectacular. Garrett, thank you so much for joining us. Have you heard Garrett say there's still some dates, a few dates available? Do you have any camp openings left as well?
The camps are all full for the year.
Darn.
We can plan ahead for that.
Okay, we can plan ahead. Can people sign up now for next year?
Yes. You can just go through our website and sign up for dates for next year.
All right. And that website, again, is greatcampsagamore.org. Garrett, thank you so much for joining us. Beautiful property. And maybe one day I'll make it up there with Traveling with Francoise television show.
We'd love to see you, Francoise.
All right, Garrett. Thanks again for joining us. And the information will be on the website. It is on there right now. But again, the website for you is greatcampsagamore.org if you want to check it out right now. And remember, make those reservations early, because once you see this property, you'll understand why it fills up fast. Again, Garrett, thanks a lot and enjoy your beautiful weather. Happy 4th.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, I'm going to sit here and look at these gorgeous pictures of Great Camp Sagamore. It is a National Historic Landmark, and we're going to go to break. When we come back, we have some more travel news, and we have tickets to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway right here on Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, and I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. This portion of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Anything. I have a whole box that I have to take over to Angel View and donate, and they will take gently used items or new items, and they sell them. And all the donations, your items that you purchase are basically donations to support the Angel View homes scattered all over the Coachella Valley and their clients. They do an amazing job at Angel View. So to find an Angel View Mart near you. Go to angelview.org. All that information is on the Traveling with Francois website. All right, we do have two passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Great time for you to get away. It's cool up there, about 30 degrees cooler. If you would like those passes, give us a call. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. Give us a call at 760-440-8255, and it's real simple. I'll just mail them out to you. That's it. That's how easy. Sean won't mail them. Sean will get the information. I mail them. So call us, 760-440-8255. Right, so Donna Kalez with Dana Wharf Whale Watching, she was not answering your phone. So it's probably a big weekend over along the ocean there. So if you want to go sport fishing or whale watching, you want to go to Dana Wharf Whale Watching, and their information is on the website. Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa, they are open throughout the summer. The golf course will be closing, though, on the 9th, but they have some great summer specials to go on over there, a designated stargazing community. So check it out. Adult customized tours, they have a trip to the Orient, Singapore, Bali, Bangkok, and Hong Kong in October, October 30th through November 15th. Includes airfare from LAX for $29.95. You heard that right. $29.95. So if you want to know more information, all of a sudden my mouth just quit working. Just go to their website, act-tours.com. That is adult customized tours. In fact, they have a lot of really good trips coming up. The villa stay in Italy. That's October trip, 10 days in October, plus Florence and Rome. Some great stuff through adult customized tours. And remember, we're doing that special Nashville trip where we're going to show you what a tour is all about. So, Sean, we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Ralph in Palm Springs.
Okay. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing, Francois?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm digging the summer.
I know. It's nice. Now, did you hear our guest from Sagamore, Camp Sagamore? Didn't that sound fantastic?
It sure did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about glamping, as long as there's a bathroom.
Yeah, well, look it up online. Really, go to the website, what did I say, Great Camp Sagamore, and just look at it, and you're going to drool. Now, Ralph, don't you like to take photographs?
I do take photographs.
I thought you told me before you're a budding photographer. Well, anyway, if not, it's fine. You don't have to go to the top of the tram. But you have just won passes for two for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Remember, it will be 30 degrees cooler up there.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I have found a new passion of hiking up there. The hiking trails are just awesome.
Yeah, it is. I don't think people realize is it 50 miles or so of hiking trails they have up there?
I think so. I probably made 2 out of the 50 so far, but I'm working to it. I'm working up to it.
All right. Well, you only have 48 more to go, miles. How's that?
Okay. Well, here we go.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy it up there at the top of the tram, okay?
I will, and thank you so much, Francois. And you have a happy 4th of July.
Thank you. You as well. All right, Ralph. We'll talk later. Okay, folks. So there you go. Now we have some more travel news here for you. United Airlines made news this month when it announced a new flight between Los Angeles and Singapore. The route will be the longest flown by any U.S. airline when it begins in October, with the leg to Singapore projected to take a whopping 17 hours and 55 minutes. So they made a list of the longest flights that are out there, and coming in at number 14. So I picked a couple that were from Los Angeles. So coming in at number 14 out of the top 20 is Los Angeles to Hong Kong, which is 7,273 miles. And that is American Airlines Boeing 777 is 14 hours and 50 minutes.
Wow.
Now, here's
That's
the flip
crazy.
Side. Well, it is, but do you want a nonstop where you are somewhere where you have to spend the night to catch your next flight to break it up, or do you just want to get where you're going? That's the question.
I think it depends on whether or not you can sleep on a plane.
Yeah, I can't sleep on a plane.
I can't either, but mm-hmm. I feel like I would still want that straightaway. But being that I can't sleep on that plane, I don't think it would really work for me.
Yeah, here's the number. It comes in at number 5 longest flights, Los Angeles to Melbourne at 7,953 miles on United Airlines. That's a Boeing 787-9. That's 15 hours and 50 minutes. And then the longest flight here, but United Airlines just topped that, but at the top of their list is San Francisco to Singapore. I'm looking, is this the one I just... Yeah, it is the one I talked about, but That says 17 hours. This says 16 hours, 25 minutes. So anyway, you're going to be in the air a long time. Almost 20. And just think, that's a Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner. I'd love to go in the Dreamliner. That looks like a beautiful jet. But there are a lot of flights out there. Coming in at number 20 was Washington, Dulles, Beijing, and that's 13 hours. So you have a lot at 14, a lot at 15, just a few right there up at the top. But so if the planes can do it, I think they have to feed you, though, on those flights.
I would hope so. And there's got to be a few bad movies that you can watch.
Right, exactly. I want one of the jets where you have your little area where it folds into a bed. You know, it lays down into a bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have a blanket, your little TV screen. I might be able to sleep, but in a seat, a regular airplane.
It's just not. I don't know what it is. I think it's more mental than comfort. In my mind, I can't just fall asleep. I feel too exposed.
Yeah. Well, and here, speaking of airlines, we might as well talk about this. The top 25... Skytrax rankings are here for airlines. Coming in at number 25, and I'm looking here, none of these look like they are U.S. airlines. So these must be international airlines. So number 5 is Finnair, 25, excuse me. Then I'm going to jump up to number 20 was Asiana Airlines. Number 15 was Qantas Airways. 12 was Turkey's Air. I'm not going to read the whole list. Virgin Airways, Virgin Australia was number 13. Number 5 was Cathay Pacific. We have Emirates at 4. All Nippon Airways, ANA at 3. Singapore Airlines at 2. And number 1 is Qatar Airways. They are the number 1 of the airline ranking. So congratulations to them. A lot of talk about the airlines, what's going on out there. With gas is less for us in our cars, that means gas is less for the airlines as well. And here's a few of the summer's most outrageous travel fees. Yes, mobile data and roaming fees. Shelling out exorbitant fees for data or cellular connections when you're overseas is a ripoff, is what they're saying. Several major carriers include international mobile data in their plans, which allows travelers to stay connected. So check with your company, your phone company first.
Oh, yeah. I learned that because my mom had gone into TJ and made a 10-minute phone call, and I think they were trying to charge her $200.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, this was years and years and years ago, but yeah, they were trying to charge her $200.
So if you go into, and I was just in Verizon the other day, I gave up a piece of equipment that I jetpacked that I haven't been using in almost a year now. So I gave that up, saving myself $20 a month on the bill. But if you talk to them about international travel, they have plans for that now.
Yeah, it
depends on what you want to do. All right, traveler-specific credit card fees. When you're on the road, your credit card company sees an opportunity to cash in. That includes charging foreign currency fee and ATM fees. You have to know by now, ATM fees are going to get you every single time. So find out who your bank is a partner with. Some banks partner up with other banks when you go across country. They change names. The branches change to a different name.
So you don't get all the fees.
Yes, and find out. Hotel resort fees. This is a huge now. This finally has caught the eye of the government. They have been trying to figure out a way to make these illegal because they tell you a room is, say, $150. You get there. Well, but there's a $20 a day resort fee.
That's just
so
ridiculous.
Your room is really $170,
right.
Not $150. And they say that's illegal, but they haven't figured a way to put a ruling out there to say it isn't. The problem is we don't use all the things that are included in a resort fee.
Right.
A lot of times people don't use anything that's included in a resort fee.
But my thing is, even if you use it all, it has to be told. It's got to be something that you know up front.
Yeah. And they should say when you're making your reservation right there and the resort fee. But
right.
So I'm hoping they will make it illegal, then what they'll do, they'll just raise the prices of the hotel room.
But you'll know what you're going to pay.
Yeah. Other fees, wireless internet fees. I don't remember where I stay. It's free.
It is free in majority of places.
Yeah, so I don't know. Airline fees, well, that's a whole nother. It says, suggests that more than 38% of airlines' total revenue is attributed to extra fees.
Wow, 30%?
38%. Spirit Airlines charges up to $100 for a carry-on bag.
Wow.
I don't think I would go into Spirit. That's ridiculous. For a carry-on bag, that's what everyone's trying to get, a carry-on bag. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this show. Next week, we are off. Sean and I are taking the weekend off. We didn't do it this weekend, so we're doing it next weekend. We will be replaying a couple shows, past shows, and then back on July 16th with an all-new show. Go to the website for information about the new Traveling with Francoise episode coming up on Fox 11. You can send me an email via the website. You can also sign up for our e-blast. which go out every week. It tells you what's going on with the show. If you don't get one, sign up now. Just send me your email address. Have a great one, everyone. Enjoy your week. And as always, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.